So now we come to chapter 8. We'll be speaking about AI tools in HRM, the human resource management, and then we'll get into chapter 9. We'll talk about various case studies. So start with AI tools. AI tools in HR are software applications that use AI and machine learning techniques to streamline the enhanced HR processes. By harnessing the power of machine learning, natural language processing, and data analytics, AI tools automate operations and has decision-making capabilities and provide invaluable insights into the realm of HR. AI-powered solutions have automated many of the traditional HR processes, enabling HR professionals to focus their efforts on more strategic initiatives. One of the primary drivers behind the adoption of AI in HR is to ability to analyze the vast amounts of data quickly and accurately. Another important driver is the availability of vast computing power, cloud computing, and storage capacity at a very low cost. AI systems, machine learning algorithms can shift through large number of resumes, assess candidates suitably, predict employee performance, thereby speeding up the recruitment process and enabling identifying and hiring the best talent available. Benefits of AI tools in HR, compliance and risk mitigation, improve candidate experience, predictive analysis for strategic planning, employee engagement and satisfaction, personalized learning and development tools, objective decision making, enhanced recruitment and talent acquisition, efficiency and time savings. Remove human bias. Although having said that, there are algorithm bias also, but most importantly, removing human bias, reduce cost in AI and people analytics. Pymetrics is a tool that has the power of neuroscience-based games to assess and evaluate candidates to match them with related job opportunities. This is developed in AI by machine learning tool for HR. It provides gamified assessments and job recommendations and job matching. So the game actually is exciting and it engages and helps candidates enjoy the evaluation process more. Pymetrics matches job openings in the company's database with candidates based on their profiles. Pymetrics also offers analysis and suggestions to assist businesses in enhancing their hiring and training procedures. Oracle Recruiting, cloud-based HR platform, one of the components of Oracle's HRM Cloud Toolkit. The platform offers employee onboarding, reporting and analytics, and implementation. In employee onboarding, it facilitates the entire process, making the workflow more streamlined, handling new hires and electronic forms. In reporting and analytics, Oracle provides data and insights into recruitment performance, and being a database-based company, it also includes metrics like time to fill, source to hire, and cost per hire. It also implements different cloud structure, public, private, on-premise, and hybrid. Textio is an cloud-based writing platform, utilizes NLP to improve writing use cases. The CMS system provides creative insights and recommendation for job description, emails, chatbots, etc. Real-time language analysis analyzes language and facilitates inclusive writing by identifying features, biases, and language patterns. It also provides real-time feedback and job postings optimization. It can check job advertisement for sexism, inclusion, and other issues affecting their effectiveness. And it provides real-time feedback on the effectiveness of writing as it's being created. So while you create, you get a feedback like Grammarly, allowing writers to make adjustments and improvements in real-time. Textio, it facilitates an inclusive hiring funnel, built-in bias interruption tool detects if the job post is unappealing to a specific group. It also helps avoid using trigger words unknowingly by marking them orange. Textio-based features include augmented writing support for job post, reveals biased or inappropriate words, AI analytics to monitor hiring inclusivity, and large menu of extension and integrations. Textio also provides limited customer support, and it is relatively expensive for its feature and set compared to other AI-powered tools. One Model, a proficient data workbench widely used to enable data compilation and examination. It gives HR teams to assess a single source of truth for HR data. It uses data visualization for users to create custom dashboards and reports in variety of charts, graphs, and other visualization tools. It also provides a security as a robust model and multi-factor authentication, like you have in Google two-factor authentication, encryption, and role-based access controls. It also customized and adaptable, enabling to customers to customize the platform to meet their unique demands and specification. Users can make custom data models, fields, and workflows to match their business process. It's like whatever I want, I can create on this. One model offers three main categories of services: People Analytics Data Mesh, People Analytics Essentials, and People Analytics Enterprise. So Essentials is generally for singular data format, and Enterprise is for the entire enterprise. IntelliHR is a people management tool that helps HR team to centralize employee data and automate reports. It creates workflow, it creates goal management tools, it creates talent retention systems. Also, it works on performance management. So there is an AI solution which manages performance that enables managers to create objectives, monitor development, and give feedback to staff members. It also offers employee engagement and compliance management. For compliance, IntelliHR assists businesses in adhering to local and federal HR regulations. Again, based on the input as per the local and federal HR regulations based on region or country, such as those governing data privacy and employment laws. For employee engagement, it offers tools such as surveys, feedback channels, recognition and reward programs for assessing and enhancing employee engagement. Timely. Memory.ai's workforce management system for time tracking and task management. Now, this is only for time tracking and task management. The mobile team can receive daily records of online activities and desktop app sessions for easy task management. Hours and work are traced automatically, including meetings and even video calls. All actions are confidential, and it attracts each report is under discretion. This guarantees complete privacy of activities while still allowing the productivity at work. The features of Timely are timely tracking, automation, intuitive task management, and task privacy. Trialbase. It's an AI-based Slack assistant, assembles teams' conversation and converts them into a repository of knowledge. The database is indexed and searchable. You can just ask the Trialbase bot, did we send the onboarding guides to new hires, and get an answer right away. The tool maintains privacy, selects the conversation you want to index it. It includes direct messages and private channels from the mix by default. It also has best features like turns Slack messages into an information resource, indexed and searchable data for streaming processes, supports history, digging through questions, and summarizes conversations. Pocket HRMS is a futuristic AI-powered cloud HRMS for a digital Bharat 3.0. Now, if you know from GUI's Touchbase, they are building a big, huge plethora called Digital Bharat 3.0. It is one of the most advanced AI tools in HR with a comprehensive solution that uses AI and NLP to answer employee queries. It helps HR to streamline the talent and recruitment management. You can go to Digital Bharat 3.0 and you can find for Pocket HRMS. It also revolutionizes the HR and payroll operations by completely digitizing the payroll processing, attendance, digital onboarding, and HR operations. Allows employees to access their information anywhere, anytime using latest cloud and mobile technologies. AI tools in HR for Pocket HRMS. If you look at this, there is attendance management, bonus, loans, advance management, document, employee self, exit management and separation, expense management, HR and payroll, mobile support, formula-based salary calculations, leave management, statutory compliance and taxations, shift management, recruitment management, payroll, and multi-user locking and rule-based accesses. A lot of people are saying about this is going to be a biggest thing in the digital Bharat 3.0. Xavi is a AI-driven 360-degree growth system, which is mainly used for people development programs and how to streamline it. This is an end-to-end HR solution because when you use a normal 360-degree tool, it comes with everything: the need, the solutions, the skill gaps, the developmental goals, the action, the empowering the employee to reach their full potential. This AI tool for all HR managers effortlessly connects valuable insights with concrete actions, transforming abstract development goals and career frameworks into tangible results amidst the chaos of work. It also gives you a key feature where you can create career frameworks. So when you say career frameworks, it talks about immersive training libraries, personalized training courses, feedback results, populate companies' competency metrics in just minutes, generate actionable development plans with concrete action plans based on job roles, feedbacks, and leveling opportunities. ICIEMS Talent Cloud is a development to leverage AI system to assist businesses in managing all aspects of hiring, managing people on a single platform. It's a cloud-based system and has several essential characteristics, including applicant tracking system, then recruitment marketing and integration. We have spoken in detail about applicant tracking system, which provides a single platform for managing job ads, applications, candidate communication using ICIEMS Talent Cloud. It has also tools to organize job offers, track candidate status and schedule interviews. Recruitment marketing offers sources for developing and monitoring job boards, social media listings, email marketing campaigns and referral schemes. It is integrated with various other HR and recruitment tools, including payroll system, HRIS platforms, and background check providers. As we also discussed about the tools in AI that can help human resource management, if you go to Google and type in, you will get a lot of other tools. So I thought I will also let you know some more tools which helps people to do. But you know, what is the most significant part of this tool is that you as an individual, currently all the AI based tools are basically supporting on the recruitment process, the lead time for that recruitment process, the onboarding process, the performance management and employee engagement, and the data validation. These are the few places that they're working on. It has not come to a full scale. Yes, training and development is there, but that is more focused from a report perspective. So if you look at all the tools that we have speaking about as we spoke in this chapter, it's mainly focuses on that four things: the recruitment process lead time to be reduced, you know, the from sourcing, screening, identifying, interviewing to hire, that lead time to be reduced, making the onboarding process more employee experienced than what it is right now, creating a robust performance management. Once we go to the last chapter in the case studies, we will see how various things. But what my point is, we are here currently, AI-based HRM is focusing on this particular four or five places. Now, for example, there is a tool called Albus. Now, it is an AI-powered chatbot, which typically speaks about the employee experience and employee engagement perspective. So that chatbot uses questions and answers and surveys and all these things to, you know, focus on that particular perspective to know how the employee experience is all about. It also has a tool which is an employee self service using the chatbot. So employee self service from a learning and development perspective or a happiness index, or from an onboarding process experiences, all these places that it guides through, it creates a plethora of opportunities from there. Then there is something called as FE.AI, which is mainly for resume screening. Now, please understand, the multiple tools you have, they might be specialized in multiple segments. There is not a single AI tool which covers full as of now. Most of the HI tools that you'll find in the market, or if you speak to companies like Lena.ai, is an Indian company, if my knowledge is correct, and it focuses on two main things: employee onboarding process as well as policy compliance. They are not doing anything on the screening part. They might have a tool which might look at the screening part, but they are doing everything. So when you're going to the market as a HR professional, and when you're looking for those tools, what you have to understand is, what is your need right now? If your need is, so don't go with all things together that I'll buy an AI tool because the cost is huge. And trust me, it goes into crores. So you have to be specific on what is the first thing that you want to reduce upon. So if you're looking at to, you know, think from a perspective that I will create a wonderful onboarding processes, you can use one of these places that I said. So Lena.ai gives you a wonderful employee onboarding process. You can speak on that way. If you're going to FE.AI, then it's got a resume screening process. So if you want to use, so you cannot use multiple tools for multiple things. You have to understand what's the current need of the company. So there will be multiple problem statements. One problem statement would be that my employee hiring process time is longer. And as it is said that from the time the intent is raised of hiring that person to the offer acceptance is, let's say, 40 days. and your team or you as an individual is able to close that loop in 50 days. So there is a 5 days lag time. So to reduce that 5 days lag time, you can use FA.ai if you want to do. So what my intention of saying you all these things are is you have to identify the need first, whether you want to go for the recruitment process to be smoothening up, or whether you want to go for an onboarding process to be a better one, whether you want to focus on the performance management system, or whether you want to go for an employee engagement. You cannot have all the four at the same time with one tool, and it's huge cost. Because it is the most effective way is that it is customizable. So they will not implement what they, okay, for example, in training and development, if I develop a program on leadership, the concept remains the same. The how part changes. Here, the concept also changes because your hiring basis might be very different from a normal scenario. So your campus hiring might be a different set of competencies. Your individual hiring might be a different set of competencies. So you have to identify the need first. What is the problem statement? What is the CHRO telling you to do right away? So if he says, you know, I have a problem with the hiring process, so that means they're looking at the hiring process from sourcing to screening to identifying to interviewing and the offer acceptance. So these all five steps you need to see the lag time. So from sourcing to screening, what is the time? From screening to identifying, what is the lag time? From identifying to interviewing, what is the lag time? And from interviewing to offer issue, what is the lag time? So once you see there are lag times which are going multifold, then you take up one piece, and that one piece you try to do a multifold using the AI tool. That is one. Second is, if you are looking for employee engagement, if that is the need right now, because if you do a ENPS score and that score is a negative, that means you are looking to boost employee morale and productivity as well as the happiness index. So you might use something where an AI gives you a 360 degree tool enhancement, which creates a plethora of opportunities for you. So guys, remember one thing, you have to create the need first. And as I've said in multiple times, that is where the balancing happens. If you don't have the need from a human perspective of what is the problem in the current context, then the AI will never work. Because the entire statement of input is from you. The way you have to deal with that AI process is you. The way you have to implement the AI process is you. So which AI process you are looking at right now, whether it is for screening candidates, whether it is you are looking for the entire recruitment process, whether it is for training development. Okay, another important part of the tool is comprehensive reports. In the last chapter, we'll speak about a case study where a company used a prescriptive AI tool to create better reports, which creates a better way of strategizing HR policies. So the need is the key out here. If the need, that means the input, is not defined, then AI will not work the way you want to work. And this AI is still a narrow AI. As I said it before, there are three different types of AI: the narrow AI, the generative AI, and the super AI. Generative AI is chatbots, self-service chatbots. If you go to irctc.co.in, you find Diksha as a chatbot, and you can use that chatbot to book trains. You know, one of the specific things I was saying, for Mumbai people, there is something called as UTS, unreserved ticketing system. If you're using it, it also chooses the preferences of the route that you have selected. And the moment you put in, they know what your preference is. So even a multiple or a singular level also, the AI is there. But you have to get into that need first. If you don't get into the need first, then whatever you do, it is not going to affect your entire cause. So with that note, I come to the end of this particular chapter, stating the fact, define the need first, understand the problem statement, and using that problem statement, you can get into that kind of a limelight, which will help you what AI tool you want to use, whether it's for recruitment process, whether it is for onboarding experiences, whether it is for performance management, whether it is for employee engagement, or whether it is for creating data reports, a real-time dashboard, or a real-time report which will enhance the entire company's productivity from a data perspective. Otherwise, there is not going to work for you. So thank you. Wish you all the best, and see you in the next chapter. Thank you.